China's food service sector is rebounding from COVID-19 restrictions imposed earlier this year. That's good news for U.S. beef exports. As explained by Joel Haggard, U.S. Meat Export Federation's Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, in this USMEF report.
During the most recent reporting week, new U.S. beef sales to China exceeded 1,900 tons. So that's getting close to 100 containers of product being sold to China in just 1 week, the largest weekly sales ever. So what's driving China's interest? Well, first, we would not be here without the Phase One trade agreement. China moved its import conditions for U.S. product closer to what we would call international norms. They accepted tolerances for growth promotants, allowed all U.S. beef plants access to the market, and recognized USDA's traceability capabilities. Secondly, China is still reeling from African swine fever, and high pork prices and limited supplies have driven imports of competing proteins to record levels. And thirdly, our main competitor in the grain-fed space, Australia, is now facing tight cattle supplies and high prices. And under a temporary duty exclusion scheme, tariffs in China are at pre-trade war levels. So our prices across a wide range of cuts are competitive. And then from the demand side, China's evolving into more of a grain-fed market. Having watched how Korea, Taiwan, Japan developed, we think the same process is going to play out in China. Although China's still experiencing small, limited COVID-19 outbreaks, we as a marketing organization are holding almost daily activities with importers, distributors, restaurant, and retail chains, teaching existing and potential end users about U.S. beef attributes. Now, I don't want to understate the challenges of exporting to China. There remain major U.S. beef processors who are still sitting out as they see high risk and uncertainty. But we are seeing more who see the opportunities in China, and our message has been we are here to help. Our two offices in China are certainly entertaining many inquiries about U.S. beef availability, so the interest level is high.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.